The Mishnah Daf Samaches Amud Aleph discusses the requirement of a Hefsek Tara for a Nida D'Araisa, meaning to say that a Nida D'Araisa calculates 7 days of Yemei Nida. If she's no longer seeing blood by the end of the 7 days, then following 7 days she can go to the mikvah and become Tahora. But the Mishnah tells us, we'll talk about the details of the Machlokas Tanaim in a few moments, but the Mishnah tells us, Bigadol, the principle is that a woman needs to be, the Lashon Mishnah, Mafrisha, which is what we colloquially call a Hefsek Tara, that she has to ascertain through a Bedika that she is no longer seeing Daf. So in order for her to go to the Mikvah at the end of her 7 Yemei Nida, she needs to be Mafsekas Betara prior to the end of those 7 days. So that's the topic of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is exclusively in the context of a Nida, not in the context of a Zetava. However, we show to assume that this requirement to Hefsek Tara applies to a Zava as well. That before a Zava begins to count her Shiva Nekiyim, before a Zava Gedola begins to count her Shiva Nekiyim, she needs to be Masika Betara, she has to be Mafreshes, she has to ascertain that there's no more Dam in order to begin counting the Shiva Nekiyim. So again, the Mishnah is talking in the context of a Nida D'Araisa, and we showed him assume this is true for a Zava as well. For example, Rashi and Samotes Ibn Aleph, Dibra Masko Vahacha Ashmi Inan. Rashi says that this is relevant to a zava. And if you look at the Marasha there, the Marasha expands on that nekuda in explaining Rashi. That's also the assumption of Tosis's kasha and Samach Tesamid Aleph, Dibur Maskal B'Hacha Kamash Malan. The context isn't relevant for us at the moment, but just look at the Kasha Tosus. The Tosus assumes that a Zava requires a Hefsek Tara as well. And that's what the Rush writes Lemaisa in Perek Yud Simen Hay. Hilkach, Nashim Ha'idna Shehein Safik Zava. So our women, after Takanas Rabbi Zera, that we treat our women as Safik Zavas, Svicha Sahafsik Betara. Livdok Atzman, Sheyadua Shenista Mayana. So our women, who we treat as Safek Zavos, so they require Hefsek Tara to ascertain that Nista Mayana, that there's no more Dam coming out. Fine. And that's the Lashon of the Mechaber in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. Shivas Yamim Shazava Soferes, the 7 days that a Zava, or a woman that we treat, Lechumre as a Zava counts. Maskila Mimacharas Yam Shapaskabo. So that count starts the day after she does a Hefsek Tara. Fine. So what is it that this Hefsek Tara accomplishes? What is the need for Hefsek Tara? We'll discuss probably next time whether this is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. But the Rashi on Sabbath Testament Aleph, Dibur Maskil V'Hacha, who saw similar Lashon LaRashi we just read, Miyu Hafrasha V'Tara B'Inan, Dimisha Huchzak Mayan Pasuach, Leka Lachzuke V'Tara, Achit Tivdok V'Timsa Shepasak. So because it's Huchzak Mayan Pasuach, because we know that she's seeing Dam, in order to stop, to move beyond that chazaka, you have to do a Hefsek Tara to establish that she no longer is seeing Dam. Kedarina b'masisin de hafrasha b'tara b'inan. So again, Rashi here on Sabbath Test in the context of a Zavagadol, he references the Mishnah, which is in the context of a Nida, but it sounds like both of those, the Hafsek Tahara accomplishes a, or it's a reaction, it's a, it's to solve the problem of Huksach Mayana Pasuach. You have to establish that it's now Mayana Sasum in order to begin the count, either for Nida, in order to be Tavelis, for Azava, to begin the count of Shiva Nikir. And the third context in which this is relevant is even for a Kesem. That's the Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis in the context of Ksamim. The Gemara raises this as a question on Nun Gimel Amud Beis before the Mishnah, whether Ksamim require a Hafsek Tahara. And the Maskanah of the Gemara is that you do require a Hafsek Tahara for Ksamim as well. And that's what we saw in Simon Kufzad, a Kesem that is Tomei. So that, to move on, to be Matar yourself after a problematic Kesem, requires a Hefsek Tahara. That's the Lashon in the beginning of Kutsadi, which we saw at the time. Chacham Gazu al Kesem, Shinin Sebegufa, Begadeha, Shitimea, Vasur Labaila, etc. Vitzvika Hefsek Tahara, Shetivdok Atma, Vitim Satara. So for Ksamim as well, you need a Hefsek Tahara. So again, the Mishnah and Samaches tells us in the context of a Nida Daraisa. Rashi and Samaches and Tosus there and the Rush point out this is relevant for a Zava Gedola as well, or are women who are Safik Zava, so we treat them as Sash B'chumra, that before counting Shiva Nikiyim, you require a Hefsek Tahara. And then the Ibai of the Gemara Daphne Gilma Beis, which is Paskin here, Kufsadi Amin Alf and Shechon Aruch, that even if you're Tamei Mishum Kesem, in order to begin the Tahara process, you require a Hafsek Tahara. Fine. So now, let's look at the Mishnah on Samaches Amud Aleph. Nida Shavaka Atma Yom Shvi'i Shachris Umatza Tahara. So a Nida who is able to be Matar herself after 7 days, as long as she's no longer seeing Dam at the end of 7 days. So she did a Bedika on the morning of day 7 to ascertain whether there's any more Dam. And she's tahara. The bedika was a clean bedika. Ubeina shmasha slower frisha, and she did not do a subsequent bedika slash hafsek tahara beina shmashas at the end of day 7. Ula achar yamin barka masa tmeya, and then sometime later she does a bedika and she finds that she's tmeya. So the morning of day 7 there's no doubt. The evening of day 7 she didn't do any bedika, and 5 days later she does a bedika, she sees dam. So you can assume that she had a cheskas tahara from day 7 when, or from after day 7 when she did got a clean bedika that morning up until the new bedika a few days later when she sees dam. So you have the right to assume that she's only tamei on midah hashta, and up to the point where she did that problematic bedika days later, she's considered to be mukzakas as tahara. Okay. Baka atma biyom shvi shachris Umasatameya, but if she did a bedika day 7 in the morning and it was a problematic bedika, she found dam, Ubeino Shmasha Slovafisha, and she didn't do another Hafsek Tahara at the end of day 7, Ulaachar Zman Badka Masatahora, and then she does a bedika 5 days later and it's a clean bedika, Hariza Bechaskas Tameya, but she's considered to be Tameya going back to her period of Nidus because she never did a successful Hafsek Tahara. Okay. Skipping a couple lines. Rabbi Huda Omer, Kol Shelo Efrisha Bitara Min Amincha Ulamala, Harei Zibachas Kastamei. Rabbi Huda says that a Hafsek Tahara must be accomplished, must be performed Min Amincha Ulamala. So even if you did a Hafsek Tahara in the morning of day 7 and it was good, if there's no Hafsek Tahara the evening of day 7 or Min Amincha Ulamala, then she's still becheskas tamei. That hafsek tahara the morning was pointless. V'chacham omrim afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa barka masa tahara. Even if she did a bedik on day 2 of her yemei nida, ubein hashmasha sorfisha, and she didn't do any subsequent bedika, ula'achar zman barka masa tamei, and then she does a bedika days later, and it's a problematic bedika, harizu becheskas tahara. So the Hafsek Tahara done on day 2 is sufficient. Rashi outlines that what we just saw were 3 days in Tanaim. Take a look at Rashi. The second part of Dibur Maskal Afilu Shnayim L'Nidasa. Shalosh machlokas b'davar. There are three positions in the Mishnah. L'tanakama shvi hu demitarasa b'dika shakas. According to Tanakama, only on day 7 will a morning b'dika work. Aval sheni lo. But in any earlier day, a morning b'dika will not work. So b'dika on day 7 works in the morning, but a b'dika on any earlier day does not work in the morning. Ula Rebbe Yehuda, afilu b'dika shvi shakas lamitara. According to Rabbi Huda, even a morning of day 7 bedika won't help. You need a day 7 afternoon bedika. And according to the Chachamim, the third position of the Mishnah, not the Tanakama, according to the Chachamim, even a heftakara performed on the morning of day 2, not followed up with anything afterwards, is sufficient. Okay, so Rashi says 3 days in Tanaim. According to the first opinion, a Hafsik Tara on the morning of day 7 works, but not earlier. According to Rabbi Huda, only the afternoon of day 7 works, and according to Chachamim, even the morning of day 2 works. Yasi. We'll get there. Okay. And what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? That a hefsek tara won't work even in the morning. The Ra'ah writes in the Bedek Habayis, page Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're choshesh that a woman may see dam subsequent to the morning of day 7. And the only reason it works, minamin cholamala, is Shayatza Ruba Shayom Natara. Once Rova the day passes Batara, so just parenthetically, we'll have to come back to this, but that sounds like Min Mincha Lamala means Mincha Gedola and not Mincha Ketana. But the Ra'ah says that according to Rabbi Huda, Bidika in the morning, day 7, isn't sufficient because maybe she'll still see later in the day. Once Yatza Ruba Shayom Natara, once most of the day, the majority of the day passes, and she's clean, then you don't have to be choshesh that she will see dam again towards the end of the day. Okay. Take a look at the Tosas HaRash on the side of the Gemara. Dibur Masa v'chachamim Amrim. So he quotes Rashi that there are three shitas. But the way Rashi presents the Mishnah, there really is a fourth Shita in Tanai. Take a look at Samaches Amud Beis. So the Gemara, the last piece of the Gemara before the Mishnah, so the Gemara is working with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda who said that the only effective Hefsek Tara must be done in the afternoon of day 7. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ilmala Yadeha Munachas Be'eneha Kol Ben Hashmashas Yafat Omer. So if you would have been able to construct a situation where the woman is able to do a constant bedika all the way till the end of the day, and you can establish what we call a mochtacha, and you can establish that there's no way she saw dam up to the end of the day, then your position that a hefsek tara only works in the afternoon would be tenable. Achshav emar im silik yadar rasa mali frisha betara b'zayim in a mincha lamala mali frisha betara berisha. But once you have to acknowledge that even if you do bedika hefsek tara the afternoon of day 7, maybe she'll see dam afterwards, right? So what we just quoted from the Ra is Rabbi Yehuda's answer on some level to that, but the Brisa has come asking Rabbi Yehuda, So as long as you can establish that the that you're doing bidikas and there's no way she's so dumb after the Hefsek Tara, there's going to be some gap of time between your Hefsek Tara and the end of day seven. So once you're already acknowledging a gap of time, what difference does it make if the gap is 3 hours or 3 days? The Gemara says, Barishon. Your retort is, what difference does it make if you make a Hefsek Tara the afternoon of day seven or Hefsek Tara day one? Day one, Mikol Amandamer, is there any such shita that you can do a Hefsek Tara day one? And our mission, we saw day seven, day two. No one said you do a Hefsek Tara day one. If, Vatanya, Amar Rebbe, Sha'alti, Sev Yossi, Reb Shimon, Kishay Mahalcham the Derech, Nida Shabaka Atma Yom Zayin Shakri, Zamasa Tahora, Ben Ashwash, Zor Frisha, Lacha Yom and Baka Masa Tamea Mahu, Amar Lo, Harita Bakas Kasara, Shishi Kamishi Revi, Shlishi Shani Mai, what's it then if you do a Hefsek Tara day six or two? Amar Lo, Loshna, all the same. Verisha Lo Sha'alti, Vitaisi Shalo Sha'alti, I didn't ask about day one. But that was my mistake for not asking about day one. Why? Atu kulu la v'chas kastuma kaimi, v'kem de pasak pasak, v'shanami kem de pasak pasak. So, even on day one, it's conceivable that you could have an effective Hefsek Tara. And where's it? May kar myself or hold the hooks on my emphasis. Originally, he thought that on day one, you couldn't do Hefsek Tara, because when it's Hufta Mayim Basuch on that day, you can't do Hefsek Tara. But Basof, so that acknowledges the possibility of Hefsek Tara even day one. So it says the Rush, based on that Gemara, it sounds like there's a fourth position in Tanaim that you could even do a Hefsek Tara on day one. So Rashi is not giving you the full picture. Rashi told you 3 days in Tanaim. True, if you read the Mishnah in a vacuum, you have 3 days. But if you read the Gemara tells you there's a fourth possibility in Tanaim that you could even do a Hefsek Tara on day one. Hilkach nira deleka elatrei tanai. So Rashi says no. So once you're pushed to say there's four tanaim, so then there's a reaction to whittle it down to two tanaim. What's that? The chachamim mefarshi mila tanakama. The tanakama chacham aren't two different shitos. The Chacham Rabbi Mefarish Tanakama. Mishum. Rabbi Huda by Hafrasha Minamin Chulamala. Philosagi Hafrasha de Shvi Shachris. So according to Rabbi Huda, the only Hefsek Tara that's tenable is the afternoon of day seven. Vasi Rabbana Lefrushe Dafila Bishapirsha Bishani Saga. And the Rabbana Lemisha say that no, even if you do a Hefsek Tara on day two, that's also okay. So there's no shita, says the Rush, that you can do it in the morning of day seven or not in day two. It's either only the afternoon of day seven or any time earlier. Be it the morning of day seven, be it the morning of the day two. V'adin b'hafrasha b'rishon. And two is l'adafka. You can even do Hefsek Tara day one. El shein derech isha l'idach b'yom rishon achrei shekvar baka pa'am achas ha'matzah temeya. So it's not the norm to do bidik on day one because she already was Tameya, so she assumes that there's no point in doing another bidika. So then, according to the Rush, really there are only 2 days in Tanaim. Either two extremes. Either you can only do a Hefsek Tara the afternoon of day seven, that's Rabbi Huda, or you can do a Hefsek Tara anytime, even in theory, the morning of day one.
So the Rush said, first of all, to make the other reading that maybe even day one is okay, and then subsequently himself said, like, maybe we can understand it as it only being two shitos.
Right. The Rush says that first you see from the Gemara on Sama Chesam and Vez the possibility of a shita in Tanayim that you can even do a Bidik a Hefsek Tara on day one. And then the Rush says, in Kvar, you don't necessarily have any further machlokas other than Rebbe Huda and everyone else. Because day two of the Mishnah is Labdafka, that's the norm. But in a Hanami, normally you couldn't do a Hefsek Tara on day one practically because you just started seeing Dan, so you're not going to be able to do a Hefsek Tara, you're not going to try to do a Hefsek Tara. But in theory, that would be an acceptable Hefsek Tara. So two of the Mishnah is Labdafka, and day seven of the Tanakhama is also Labdafka. The only thing that's dafka is Rabbi Yehuda says minimum chalamala day seven, and everyone else chachamim, tanakama, and the suggestion on Amud Beis of after Rishon and the Amrullah to Rabbi Yehuda, so they all hold that you can do hafikar anytime. And the Rashba has this as well. The Rashba in Chidushim, Samaches on the Beis, paragraph beginning of Mistabra. Well, Mistabra says the Rashba, Kevin the Rebbe Amar of Harisha lo Sha'alti v'tesi Sha'alti. So Rebbe said, I didn't ask about day one, and I should have. V'ashikhan lehula Rabbanan kan, d'ami behedya b'braisa mali afrisha v'risha. And that's the lashon of Braisa. What difference does it make day one or day two? Shma mina halacha lemaisa afilu berisha. So Rashba thinks that's the halacha that you can do a hefsek tara even on day one. The afagav this sasa masnisin or stam masnisin b'sheni v'berisha lo. Even though the Mishnah only said day two. Masnisin Rabbi Hu the tikin v'sasim. So the Mishnah reflects the editing of Rabbi. But what's so same lefisha lo shama meham elasheni. Amr Iyunami Shaykh. But the Rebbe was the one who was involved in this conversation on Amud Beis. Ta'isi Shal Shalt. So Rebbe, as the editor of the Mishnah is only recording that which he heard Beferish. So that which he heard Beferish is Shani. But Lamaisa, Rebbe could have held that even Yom Rishon is admissible for Hasek Tara. Abal Braisa, Tanya Behadya Rishon, but Allah Sokhinan. But even though the Mishnah is so saying Shani, that's only because of a editorial reticence on the part of Rebbe to only record that which you hear Beferish. But Lahalacha, the Braisa is normative, and the Braisa tells you you can even do a Hesek Tara on day one. Okay? So according to the Rashba, both in the Chidushim here and Torah Sabayis Kaftal and Aves, according to the Rashba, you can do a Hefsek Tara even on day one, even in the morning. But then the Rashba writes in the Torah Sabayis that Kol Shekein day one works because let me read the Lashon. So Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph in our pagination of the Torah Sabayis, Bayis Shvi'i Sha'ar Revi'i. Kol shekein achshav shehurgalu b'moch dachuk. So kol shekein nowadays does a hefsek tara work even in the morning of day seven because we've adopted the practice of using a moch dachuk. She'en lecha b'dika gedol mizu. So if you use a moch dachuk, then that is a super b'dika. And therefore that's even more reason to allow a hefsek tara on day one. Right, so that sounds like me'ikar adin, a hefsek tara works on day one, even in the morning, even without a moftachuk. But now that we use a moftachuk, says the Rashba, is even more reason to allow a hefsek tara on day one. And that require the moftachuk wouldn't be required me'ikar adin, but it makes things better. The Ramban, it sounds like Mokhtachuk on day one is, the Ramban says, Mokhtachuk on day one is Li'ikuva. The Ramban in Perek Beis of the Halachos, Halacha Aleph. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Ramban writes, Rasa b'zman hazeh yom rishon b'shachris. If a woman sees dam on the morning of day one, upaska bo bayom, and she does a hefsek tara on that day, eina mona miyom hamacharas ad shetachzer libdok v'yu yadeh b'eneina kol b'ena shmashas. So she can't start counting the next day, unless she does a bedika with Yadeh Beinenah Kol Beneshvashos, meaning Mavtachuk. If she does a half hektara the morning of day one, it's only effective if there's a Mavtachuk. Shecheskas Kol Yom Rishon Kula Tameh, Shehuksak Mayan Pesuach, because after the first day is Huksak Mayan Pesuach, V'damim Chosim La'afa Pisha Pascha B'Shachris. And therefore, even if she did a half hektara in the morning, it's not going to work unless you have a Mavtachuk Kol Bein Hashmashos. That's what the Ramban writes in the Chidushim as well. Samachasav and Aleph Dimaskal Batanan. Dafka Bishnayim. Aval Barishon. Hovil the Hufsak Mayan Pasuach Lo. The Tchilas Nida Ain Darkalis Abiyoma. So a Hesitar in the morning of day one isn't going to work because of Hufsak Mayana Pasuach. But a Mavtachuk, if you use a Mavtachuk, then that could work. Okay. Yeah, so far the Rashba in the Torah Savayis says a Vedika on day one would work, and a Mavtachuk makes it better, but isn't necessarily the Kuvuk. According to the Ramban, a Vedika on the morning of day one only works with a Mavtachuk, even the Kuvuk. The Rambam, Parak Vav Yisurei B'Alacha Kaf, the Rambam makes no mention of Mavtachuk in this context. Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma B'Soch Yemei Nidasa U'matza Shapasak Hadam V'afilu Pasak B'Sheni L'Nidasa. So a Nida does a Bedika sometime in the middle of Yemei Nidus. And there's no dam. V'shagig ha'izid of labaka al achini dasa yamim rabim, and then she doesn't do any subsequent bedika. Ugishabaka masatuma, and then in the case of the Mishnah, days later she finds dam. Ein omim shamakol osan yamim haisa tameya v'tiyazav. So we don't say that we have to treat a lechumra as tameya for the entire period of that elapsed between the bedika and the subsequent problematic bedika. Alakol osan yamin shelo baka b'cheskas tara. Baka atma matzah tumeya. Afilu baka b'shvi l'nidasa b'en eshmashas lo baka atma k'day lifersh mitumas nida. Elen tina yamin rabba chaka baka matzah tara izim safik salvas. That's the second in the Mishnah. Fine. V'im matzah tumeya harezu zav v'vadaiz. Shekeim eshe b'tchila matzah tumeya l'basav tumeya tuma harezu b'cheskas shelo pasak. V'yom rishon shel nida, af al pi shematza bo tahora, the first day of nidus, even though she did a bedika and she found herself to be tahora, so she saw dam in the morning, then she does a bedika. Hareze kemi shematza tmeya, it's considered as if she found herself to be tmeya. Shiyom rishon kulo hufsak hamayam pasuach, because the first day is Hoksak Mayan Pesuach. So the Rambam, at face value, seems to be paskening like the Chacham in the Mishnah, that a Hesek Tara can work on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but not on day 1. Right? The Rambam said that if she does a Bedika on day 1, even if it's a good Bedika, Harezu Kamisha Matza Tmeya, Sheyam Risham Kulu Hoksak Hamayan Pesuach. That sounds like Chacham in the Mishnah, not like the Rush's modification, and that there's no grounds for leniency on day one. Yeah.
This might be a little basic. So how do we know that day one was the first day of Shevikim at all, if we have no way of ascertaining whether or not there's dam, because we don't want it to be because it was Mayim Pesuach? I don't understand.
No, she saw dam in the morning.
Right.
So now you're starting the clock of either Shivan, you're starting the clock, talk about Nida, you're starting the clock of 7 days of Nida. Mm-hmm. And then you want to do a Hesek Tara 3 hours later, and that Hesek Tara is clean.
Mm-hmm. So if we're Rambam, that would not work.
So far, if I read the Rambam literally, that wouldn't work.
So is this, so when we say day one, this is saying day one since the Riyah?
So the Rambam here is talking in the context of Nida. So Nida means day one of the Riyah. The first Riyah is that morning. So that's day one of the 7 days of Nidas. In the context of a Zav would be, or a suffix Zav would be, the first day that she sees Zav. Okay.
Would the Rambam have said Maltach of works?
Again, I didn't get to the Magen Mishnah yet, but if I just read the Rambam, there's no evidence of Maltach.
It seems obvious that it works, though, because it's like a big...
How do you know that it works on day one?
Because it gets rid of the concern. You know she didn't see.
How do you know?
Because you did a bedika and then you made sure she didn't see until the next day. It's practically like a bedika the next day.
So I'm saying?
It's practically like a bedika the next day.
And what do Chachamim of the Mishnah say?
Chachamim of the Mishnah talk about her doing a chakras.
Right.
They say the relationship is the second day.
So you want to say even the Chacham of the Mishnah, that's the rush. That even the Chacham of the Mishnah would agree that a Bedika could work on day one.
But I'm saying the Bedika of Melchach on day one is like a Bedika on the second day.
Again, I don't know if that's Bechreach. We'll see in a moment that there definitely is a sheet of Rishonim that doesn't say that way. It could be that the Gemara presents it rhetorically. But maybe that's really an impossibility. Even maybe even our Mochdachik will see, the Chavistas and others, that to do a real Mochdachik is very difficult. So maybe that retort is that's not really practical. There is no real Mochtachuk that could have the effect of Yadem Unachat Bein Arkol Bein Ashmashas. Then over this Bechreach, that everyone has to agree that a Mochtachuk would be effective on day one, right? Anyway, you're coming from, and we'll see the Magen Mishnah in a second. But I don't know if that's necessarily needs to be true. So, again, the Rambam, the Yasi, was assuming that should be poshut that a Mochtachuk works even if the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam makes no mention of Mochtachuk. Magen Mishnah, however, quotes the Ramban that we just saw, that a Mochtachuk works on day one even if you did a Vidik on day one. The Magen Mishnah quotes that without comment. And the Beis Yosef understood that the fact that the Magen Mishnah quotes it without comment is indicative. The Magen Mishnah assumes that's true with the Rambam. And even though the Rambam didn't say anything about a Mochtachuk, but the Rambam should agree to the Ramban that a Mochtachuk on day one should be effective. The Rambam didn't say any of that. The Starkish or Rambam is to just quote the Lashon HaMishnah, the Gemara, and the Rambam here is essentially quoting, paraphrasing Lashon HaMishnah. Mishnah doesn't talk about Mochtachuk, but Lalacha, it should be effective. Yeah.
Mochtachuk is also a concept just made up by the Rashba. It's not like anyone...
It's not made up by the Rashba. I mean, that's what Amal Yadav... Well, first of all, the Rambat over for the Rashba, but that's what Amal Yadav Menachat Ben Echol Ben Eshrashas is. Right?
But it's not in the Gemara that suggests that you do that, that the Rambam would need to say that.
So you're supporting the Beis Yosef.
Like the Rambam would agree if you ask him, but it wouldn't even come to
that's what the Beis Yosef would say. That you wouldn't, the fact the Rambam doesn't say it, that's because Darko Jaram just to quote Gemaras and Mishnais and Gemaras. It's not explicit in that context, so the Rambam didn't need to mention it, but he could well agree to it, Ledina. Right? That's the Magen Mishnah. Now, even if you'll grant that, even if you'll grant the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't disagree l'halacha with the Ramban, and a Mochtachuk would be effective to allow a day one hefsek tahara, but minimally, that is the shita of the Ra'ah in Bedek HaBayis, that a hefsek tahara doesn't work on day one, even with a moch dachuk. All right. Dvar of Eilu Rechokim Meod, the Tmeim, the Nishtaka Dovar, Kaf Dalim and Aleph. The Adu Mi Efshar Lameimar, the Shafkin and Rabban and the Masnisin, Vabdin and Garmelo, the Raisa. So the Rabban and the Mish, there's no such reference to a possibility of a Bedik on Hefzatar on day one. So we're going to abandon the Pashtas of the Mishnah and Pashtas like the Amrulo and the Raisa. The two Begumar, Masmi and Tuva. Iyamar klal the bedikas risha the hanila va'ana ma'isin li suvei tmiya mid rebbe the star shelo shalom el rishon amla bilsam shidehi kulehai. The fact that rebbe was mistar that he didn't ask about day one, so that shows that it's not so pasha that it worked on day one. So the Ra'ah doesn't think that a bedika hefzatara could work on day one under any circumstances, even if there is a mochdach. Okay, so to review so far, we have going from one extreme to the other, the position Lera'ah, which I might have said was the position Lerashba of the Rambam, if not for the Beis Yosef and Magen Mishlah. Position Lera'ah definitely that a hefzek tara doesn't work on day one under any circumstances, even if you do a mochdach. Then you have the Rashba, that a hefzek tara on day one could work even b'shachris. Mi'ikra did without a mochtachuk, but mochtachuk is helpful. Then you have the Ramban, that bedika on day, a hefzek tara on day one only works if you have a mochtachuk. And then there's the Rush. So the Beis Yosef understands the Rush as follows. We quoted the Rush before in the Tosa Rush that whittled down the Shitas in Tanayim to two. Either Rebbe Yehuda, that you can only do a Hefzek Tara at the end of day seven, or everyone else, that you can do a Hefzek Tara even at the beginning of day one. It sounds like even without a Mochtach. So the Beis Yosef writes, B'Das HaRash, the Torah says, Torah quotes the Rashba, then, Miloshen Adonai Avi Yerasal, Yerash, Yitzricha Shetisa Kutar Ben HaShmashos, that it has a tarif to be Ben HaShmashos, Shekos Levizal, the Acher Sheyivsal Kadam, Tivdok Asma Yafa Yafa, Ubedikazu Tiyeh, Bein Hashmashas. Says the Beis Yosef, Nir Vidivrei Beinu, Sharash Sober to be Eza Yom Shetisog, Tzvicha Livdog Bein Hashmashas. So it's not just on day seven, but any day that you do Bidika, you have to do the Bidika Bein Hashmashas. Ukreb Yehuda de Masnis in the Amar, Kotelor Fisha Bitara, Menemilchul Amala, Harezi Bechaskos Temea. Daluchila Karash Ben Yom Rishon L'Shar Yamin Bim Kain Hukasha Lama Pasak Kiyichida. So the Beis Yosef says the Torah seems to have understood the Rosh that you have to do Hefetara on day seven. You have to do Hefetara of Ben Hashmashos. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. So why is the Rosh paskening like Rebbe Yehuda? L'chein early, the Rosh lo kasev kein l'psak halacha, al rav k'demilsa. Afilu man de savar did behesika biyama aleph nami sabi v'dika shakris moda de beeza yom shetisog adif tfei lidog ben hashvashos de merafik nafsha midei ninud safek v'kol shekein l'sovin de behesaka biyam arisha v'sikha v'dika ben hashvashos de l'chafil islam l'ruye de keshev sika v'shar yom nami tibdog ben hashvashos gech de la lichlaf lehu Yom Rishon Bishar Yamin. So the Vitosvi thinks with Asa Rush that a Hesek Tara on day one has to be done Bein Hashvashos, and all other days should be done Bein Hashvashos as well, not to get confused. The Teda, Shadivri Rosh Hem Behilchas Nida Bekotzer, Shasidir Besof Mesechas Nida. So the end of the Rosh's Hilchas Nida, there's a half a page in the printed Rosh that's Hilchas Nida Bekotzer. So the Beisosi says that was for the woman. So that was the abridged version that the Rosh wrote with the woman in mind. V'lachein Kosov, D'be'eza Yom Shetifsov, Tivdok Ben Hashmashos. So there, the Rosh is giving you the whole sugya. The Rosh is telling you, bottom line, what do you advise Jewish women to do? So the advice is that anytime you do a Hesek Tara, you should do a Ben HaShmashos. Miyu, Hecha Debaka Shachris, Lo Baka Ben HaShmashos, V'Halo Ayri. So there, the Rosh is only telling you what to do L'Chachila. L'Chachila, better to do it Ben HaShmashos. But if you didn't, that's not a topic. V'asher disfiluk ha'chachamim basrai okitena kanta basnisen jesar v'davka kishapaska v'yom zayin lo bai v'digas ben hashvashos aval paska v'shar yamim bai v'diga ben hashvashos. So maybe he holds that there is a difference between day 7 and the earlier days. V'zen yor yoser v'shem hafi maskin l'astumi imishim d'rov nashim posas kodim ha'zayin imishim d'kevin d'bosekas v'kula yomi by Bidika Ben Hashmashos, Barmi Potekos Yom Zayin. Fine. So the Bezosi thinks that the Rashba is recommending a Bidika Ben Hashmashos, but it's not necessarily Li'ikuva. And the first day, it may be even a stronger recommendation. That if you're going to do a Vedika on day one, a Hesek Tara on day one, that should definitely be Bein HaShmashos or Samuch with Bein HaShmashos.
Does the Rosh not seem any necessity at all to do Mochdachok after day one?
The Rashba,
he only speaks about day one.
So far talking about day one, we'll get to we'll talk about a subsequent day which is not a Yom Ru'iyah, no. And a subsequent day which is a Yom Ru'iyah, meaning she sees Dhamma day 1, 2, 3, let's say by Nida, she sees Dhamma 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if you do Hesek Tara on day 6, do you need a Mochtach? We'll get to that. Meaning there are three categories. There's Yom Rishon, which is by definition a Yom Ru'iyah. There is a subsequent day which is a Yom Ruiyah, and a subsequent day that's not a Yom Ruiyah.
So I'm sorry, I meant that day 6 was effectively a day 1, meaning because there is Ruiyah.
No, not necessarily. There could be, we'll get to that, if not today, then next time, that there may be significance to a Yom Ruiyah, even if it's not day 1, but it may not be the same as day 1. There's day 1, because at the beginning, there's a stronger Huksat Mayana Pasuva, possibly. We'll get there soon, although maybe not today. Okay, so what do we assume lahalacha about a bedika or hesek tara on day one? So in most situations, this is a nogeya, because anyway, in our standard practice, you have to wait 5 days before you can do a hesek tara and then begin your shivan nekiyah. So where is it relevant whether you could do a hesek tara on day one? So either it's relevant to a woman who sees Dam in the middle of her Shiva Nekiyam and then has to start the clock again. So they start the clock again in the middle of Shiva Nekiyam, you don't have to count 5 days. may be relevant to a kala as well. So in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufsadi, Kufsadi Vav, Sif Beis. Rasa Yom Echad Bilvad, if a woman only saw a dam for one day, Upaska Bo Bayom, and she doesn't have to car on that day, Tzvicha Livdok Asma B'mok Dachuk, so she needs to use a Mok Dachuk, V'shei Yehesham Kol Ben Hashmash. That's the Ramban, that if a woman does a hefty tar on day one, she needs a Mok Dachuk. Ubidi Eved, says the Rama, in Bodka Asma Samachu Ben Hashmashas, the Nib Umasa Asma Tahora, if she did a bedika samach ben hashmashas and it was a good bedika, after pi shelo hayamoch esakol ben hashmashas, even if there's no moch dachuk, sagi. Aval bedika shachris lo mahani, ho v'lo rasa rak yom echad. But a bedika in the morning will not work. Okay, so the mechaber says that a hefek tara day one only works with a moch dachuk. The Rama says, "Bidi Eved, Samachu Ben Hashmashas works without a Moch Dachuk, and Shacharis doesn't work at all." Says the Dogla Mirvava, "Ho v'lorasa rak yom echad, nearly disaiti delav dafka bidika Shacharis." When the Rama says that bidika Shacharis doesn't work, it doesn't only mean Shacharis. Ela kol sh'aisa bidika kodem mincha ketana. Lo mahani biyom risha. Any bedika before mincha ketana is not going to work. Okay, just to point out, the Shach and Sifkat Vav spells out what we were saying a minute ago. What's the context in which Hefek Tara Day won't be relevant? Shaks of Kadirov, Rapia Mechad, Umayana Pasuach, the Kasuk of Sefer Madani Melech, Vim Tomar, Lididan Mainav Kamina, Hafilu Isha Sheroa, Kasa Nogin, Shesvichal Hatil, Hamisha Yamim, Im Yam Sherasaba, Rachel Tisav Tispor Zaynikim. So, what's the case where a Hesitaka one is ever relevant? The Nir Lid, the Nakamina, Lehekha, the Chaz of Rasa, was Akamisri. We're talking about where she's in the middle, Shivanakim, she sees down in the middle, then you don't have to start the 5 days again. The came to the Rasa Rakia Mechamei Sfira B'dika Shachris Lo Mahani Afil B'dieved V'alo Rasa Rak Kesem Eshav Hakel Bein Mei Sfira Bein B'tchila. The Shach points out that for Kesem then you could be Meikel for B'dika Shachris. So this Ramah that again B'dieved, if she did a B'dika Samach Bein Hashmashas, that works even without a Moch Dachuk. What is that Shita Sarama based on? Did the evident Budka Atma Samcha Ben Hashmasha Samatha Atma Tahora Alpha Vishalo Haya Hamoch Esla Kol Ben Hashmasha Sagi? Then even that Moch Dachuk, Bidika Samcha Ben Hashmasha works. On day one. So in the parenthetical citations here, it says Torah b'shem Rashba, Rav Magi b'shem Rabban, Ubeis Yosef, La Rambam, V'kach Mashma b'shas. So let's go through that. The Rashba held that a bidika, a hefek tara day one works. Mikra din b'shach is without a moch dachuk. Right here, the Rama is not saying that. The Rama is saying that it only works without a moch dachuk b'di'evet samach ben hashmashos. Sounds like b'shach wouldn't work even b'di'evet. So it's hard to believe that this is based on a Rashba. The Ramban holds that a moch dachuk is li'ikuva on day one, and no evidence of a distinction between the morning and later in the day. And then Beis Yosef LaRamba. So, by the Mishnah in the Rambam. So if you assume that was found in the Rambam, that only works on day one with the Moch Dachuk. Again, the Rambam doesn't distinguish between morning and afternoon. Also not simply. So the Aruch HaShulchan has the following suggestion for the Ramah. He writes as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan Sif Yuches. The Taimo Mishum de laharashva v'harashva tor midina sagi v'midika sabach v'ben ha-shmashos. So since the Rashva and the Rosh and the Tor hold and the Ikar Adin, you can do a Hefzik Tarah Samach Lebein HaShmashos. The Rashvas, you can do a Ikar Adin all day. Ein Lachosh B'di Eved L'Das HaRambam. So you don't have to be Choshesh B'di Eved to the Das HaRambam, but it doesn't work at all. Ava B'dika Shachris She'enu El L'Das HaRashva Gam B'di Eved L'Mahani. So the only one who holds that B'dika Shachris that a Moch Dachuk works B'di Eved is a Rashva. So that much the Ramah would be willing to be make on. But later in the day, he says the Rosh also holds that it works with that Moch Dachuk. So then later in the day, the Rashba, the Ramah is willing to be make on. Now Rabbi Carr points out, Chayli Bey's Peit Sadi, that the Tosas and Tosa Rosh, so we saw, hold that on day one, a Hefzik Tarah works even in the morning without a Moch Dachuk. So it's hard to. So the Rosh is really no different than the Rashba.
Sorry, who said that of the Rosh?
Rabbi Carr points that out. So then you don't have a Rishon that says it only works in the afternoon and not in the morning without a Moch Dachuk, because both the Rosh and the Rashba say even the morning works without a Moch Dachuk. The Rabbi Karp suggests that maybe the Ramah is based on the following Tosfos. Tosfos adar samaches on the base, Dibra Maskel Amrule. So Tosfos there assumes that according to Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara here in Amud Beis, on day one, since it's Huchzak, so you need a bedika dafka min a mincha ulamala. So maybe that's where the Ramah is coming from. That you need a bedika dafka in the morning won't work. But it's not clear we assume like the Tosfos Halacha anyway. So at the end, Rabbi Karp thinks that maybe the Ramah is a new Shita. The Taka doesn't seem to fit with any of the Rishonim that we have. We'll have to come back to this next time and discuss also a Yom Re'iyah, which is not Yom Rishon. And then we'll go on to talk about whether the requirement of Hefzik Tarah is a Din D'oraisa or a Din D'rabbanan.